Good morning and welcome to day 11 of our daily Lenten videos here at Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. I'm Pastor Scott and I'm coming to you on this Monday morning, this St. Patrick's Day. I am not wearing green, but it isn't actually really St. Patrick's Day when I'm recording this, but don't you worry, on St. Patrick's Day, I'll try and do my best to make sure that I'm wearing green. Anyway, as you begin this new week, our reading today tells the story of the mustard seed and comparing the kingdom of God to a mustard seed. And out of that very small seed, the smallest of the seeds, grows a shrub. This is not a mustard bush. I don't think it's a mustard bush. I don't know what kind of bush it is, but I'm assuming it's not a mustard bush because it's not yellow. But this time of year, we decided to stand in front of a bush that actually had some color as opposed to one that didn't. Nonetheless, I stand here by this bush, this shrub that has become something of a tree that does provide some shade, would provide a space for birds to nest and so forth, as we think of from something so small comes something so large. And as we begin the new week, I also am thinking about new beginnings and thinking about that for each of us, every time we acknowledge and confess our sins, we receive a new beginning, a blank slate, a new start, a fresh start. As we begin a new week, I think of even as we've been in worship yesterday, as we come back from the communion table and having received Holy Communion, that we start anew. And that opportunity is available to each and every one of us. So a reminder today as we begin this new week that you are starting anew and there's all sorts of potential. Maybe by doing something small at the beginning of the week, it'll grow into something larger and abundant and full like a shrub, like a tree. And if not today, maybe tomorrow or maybe later today. It doesn't take much to then begin and faithfully steward that, to watch it, to tend it, that it might grow into something much larger than it began. So words of encouragement as you begin this week, words of encouragement on this St. Patrick's Day. And I hope you'll continue to join us for these daily videos. And I'll see you tomorrow for day 12. Take care.